Time now to talk about issues with the Chelan County Public Utility District and by extension affecting all of us as well. In studio right now, Andy Wendell. He's the director of the customer service over at the Chelan PUD. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Clint. Thanks for having us today and Happy New Year.
You bet. Let's talk about the new year here and a new policy that could be in play with the PUD coming up about what you're all calling high density loads. There have been a ton more requests for those types of services. The PUD put a moratorium on them for some time. But first, let's get our definitions down. When we talk about a high density load, what are we talking about?
Okay. High density load is really a unique attribute about this this new customer class, where essentially you're using a high amount of energy in a very small area. And in addition to using a lot of energy in a small area, you're also using it what we refer to as a high load factor, meaning that energy is being used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that type of intense energy usage. So
right. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't get turned off necessarily.
Doesn't get turned off.
Could that be a good thing, like at 2 a.m. when you don't have much power being used?
Yeah, potentially it could be a good thing. However, you know, Clint, our distribution system really is designed for what we consider a load factor of about, what we say, about 0.35, meaning, you know, most of our customers don't use energy 24/7, 365.
Sure. Now, the PUD has looked at this for more than a year. Now, staff is recommending a new rate adopt for some of these businesses. There will be meetings to talk about that January 4th at the Leavenworth office, January 5th at the Chelan office, January 12th at the Wenatchee Auditorium, and then February 1st, there will be that hearing in the PUD boardroom on those high-density load rates. Now, we should also mention that for the vast majority of people here in the county, these rates will not apply to them. I mean, give us a sense when we're talking about the amount of energy being used, 250 kilowatts per square foot. I mean, how many kilowatts does your average home use?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And really, that's one of the things that caught our eye is these high density loads are using anywhere from 10 to 100 times the amount of energy that a typical home or a business would use in our service territory. So they're using massive amounts of energy in a small, compact area. And as I mentioned, our distribution system really was not designed to be able to supply that amount of energy in those small, compact areas.
Now, there is a moratorium put in place, but that being said, there were, I don't know how many, a couple to a few folks that were granted usage before this moratorium went into place. I'm sure their business plans revolved around the current rate. Is that something that the PUD could or even should put into its calculus as they were putting this rate together? Could you do a grandfather clause? How exactly does that work?
Yeah, so one thing to be clear about is this rate does not impact the vast majority of our customers. There's a handful of customers that will be impacted from this. And the moratorium was put in place really to try to insulate our existing customers and new applicants from that rate. Look, we recognize these people are impacted from this change in rates. It's an unfortunate situation, without a doubt. But one thing's for sure is when we develop rates, we need to look at rates that are fair and equitable and non-discriminatory. And what that means really, Clint, is that means that we cannot grandfather customers in over a specific rate.
Okay. Now, there will be hearings coming up, like I said, January 4th at the Leavenworth office, the 5th at the Chelan office, and then the 12th in the Wenatchee Auditorium. This can be highly technical stuff. So when you're talking about hearings, meetings, when you want to hear from people, what specifically are you looking to hear from them?
Sure. Well, we're looking for any public input. The board always likes to hear feedback from the public, whether they're in favor of this new rate or whether they're opposed to this new rate. We've had several public meetings going all the way back to February of last year on this particular topic, and we've heard from both sides of the spectrum. We've heard from customers that say they don't want this type of load. They don't want the rate impact to our other customers. We've heard folks say, yeah, we do want the PUD to allow this type of new customer class in our service territory. So we're looking for additional feedback from customers. That helps the board inform decision-making, and that decision-making right now is scheduled for February 1st.
Coho 101.1, talking with Customer Service Director Andy Wendell with the Chelan County PUD. Now, it took you this long a year because I'm sure it took a ton of time to sift out what the variables were from the givens when we talk about all of this. Some folks may be looking at this and saying, well, you're just getting ready to do a hearing and something that you thought was a big given has now just turned into a big variable. That, of course, being all the power that the Wenatchee Works smelter, Alcoa, sucked up that it won't be since it's idling its lines. Has that turned into a variable that has kind of gummed up the works, or is there something going on there that maybe the public isn't privy to?
Sure. Certainly the Alcoa situation is very unfortunate, and we're deeply concerned about the people impacted in the community from the Alcoa situation. The reality of it is the energy that Alcoa uses, that Chelan County PUD supplies them, it's still tied up under contract. And it probably will be for some time. Alcoa has options around that energy. So really, it's not a matter of Chelan County PUD being able to take that energy and give it to these high-density load users. It just doesn't work that way, Clint. So Alcoa, the situation there, it's likely to take a few years to flush out to try to understand where that energy is going to be used at.
So it's not like in the calculus of supply and demand, there is a whole lot more supply here.
Sure. And I want to point out one more thing too, Clint. You know, the general public feels that, or some of the feedback we've got, hey, you've got this energy from Alcoa, just send it out into the community and it's not a big deal. The reality is we have infrastructure limitations to be able to move energy into the community, into the new growth areas, transmission lines and substations and distribution lines. So even if that energy was available for us, it would be major infrastructure challenges just to get that energy out into the community.
It doesn't matter how much you have, you have to move it through the pipe. And
that's right.
That's predicated on how big the proverbial pipe is.
That's exactly right.
All right. So once again, these hearings are coming up next week, January 4th, at the Leavenworth office to talk about these new rates for these high-density load folks. That is going to be this upcoming Monday. And then Tuesday at the Chelan office. The following week, the 12th, at the Wenatchee Auditorium. And then February 4th, first, there will be the big hearing. Andy, anything you'd like to add? Anything that we missed before we let you go?
Yeah, sure. I just want to point out, too, that there's a lot of information on our website at www.chelanpud.org. If you go to the board minutes, you can listen to past recordings. You can look at the presentation materials. There's a lot of background information on this that can help inform people. We really want to hear from everybody on this. This is a very important decision-making process. This really shapes the future for how we deal with this type of energy load coming into our service territory. And keep in mind, Clint, you know, the nation's energy use for data processing and high density loads is increasing, and companies are coming from all over the United States. They're looking for this cheap renewable hydroelectric power. And so we're going to see this coming in the future. So the decisions that we make over the next few weeks and over the next few months, as far as the rate components of this, are very, very important to shape our future. So we really want to hear from our customers and our stakeholders in this process.
Andy, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.